I'm Mark Colbert, and I am joined in the studio by two very special guests, Brenna Kelly. She is the program director for the Southeast Youth Corps, as well as Kevin Webster. He is the volunteer for the AmeriCorps Vista, but he's also part of the Southeast Youth Corps group. Got that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I'll start with Brenna. Tell me, what is the Southeast Youth Corps group?
So the Southeast Youth Corps is a relatively new concept to the Southeast and to Chattanooga. The idea of a corps has been around since the 1930s, since the New Deal. And the Southeast Youth Corps is based on the legacy of the young men that participated in the Civilian Conservation Corps during the New Deal. And the Southeast Youth Corps is basically picking up on that great legacy that those gentlemen left in recruiting, hiring, and training youth and young adults to serve their local communities, and more specifically serve the needs within the natural community. So a lot of times conservation corps will have what they call in-town day crews or camping crews that address multitude of needs within the natural world. A lot of people associate corps primarily with trail work, so trail construction and rehab and design and maintenance. And conservation corps, like Southeast Youth Corps, do that work a lot, but they also do watershed restoration, fencing, fire mitigation, animal habitat. So there's a variety of projects that corps can do.
And your particular corps, the Southeast Youth Corps, is it both young men and women? And what are their ages?
It is both young men and women. And our goal with our programming is to serve youth and young adults ranging from 12 years old to 25 years old. And we have three separate programs that enable us to reach those different age groups. One of our programs is called Trips for Kids, and we engage 12 to 15-year-olds in weekly mountain biking and conservation service projects for a 5-month period, and they earn their own mountain bike. And so they're learning how to recreate and connect to our local natural resources through kind of a simple joy of riding a mountain bike and learning a skill. And they also do conservation service to teach them stewardship and respect for the land and kind of how to pay it forward and earn their bicycle.
And Kevin Webster, you're a volunteer. What type of organizations come for help from the Youth Corps?
The recreation centers in Chattanooga, some other nonprofit organizations that engage youth. And I have been working to get them involved in some of our youth programs to do recruiting and get them outside into the natural environment instead of being in a classroom, which is where they're typically, where they spend most of their time.
So with the city that manages some of the local trails, would they come to you and ask, hey, if the kids want to help create a path or straighten out a path, or maybe a tree has fallen over the path? Is that the type of activities they're involved with?
It is, and we have, in addition to the Trips for Kids, we have a program called the Youth Conservation Corps, which is known as YCC. And we have AmeriCorps crew programs as well. YCC is for 16 to 18-year-olds. AmeriCorps crews are for 18 to 25-year-olds. And it's primarily the YCC and the AmeriCorps that would take those requests from multiple entities. So whether it's the City of Chattanooga or the Park Service or the Forest Service or maybe local organizations that might partner with us, such as Wild Trails or Lula Lake.
Hello, you're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert. I'm speaking with Brenna Kelly and Kevin Webster of the Southeast Youth Corps. The Southeast Youth Corps is a Chattanooga-based conservation corps providing workforce development, education, and recreational opportunities to area local youth and young adults. Tools that can build present and future opportunities for youth to become our next generation of outdoor athletes, enthusiasts, and land stewards. Now, coming up on April 3rd at the Waterhouse Pavilion, the 2014 Lewis Ross Golden Karen Awards will be presented to individuals and businesses that have made Chattanooga a great outdoor sports community.
Well, the idea came from Brenna's steering committee, which is a group of very talented people in Chattanooga to help kind of lead the direction of SYC, and since we haven't been in Chattanooga for very long. And one of the members decided you know, he works in the outdoor recreation community and owns a business in Chattanooga. And he thought it would be a great idea to bring, you know, Chattanooga is a really great outdoor recreation center. There's kayakers, there's rock climbers, there's mountain bikers, there's road bikers, there's trail runners. And they oftentimes don't come together under one roof. They do their own competitions. There's triathlons and there's river rocks and they're all doing their separate things, but they don't oftentimes come together to support each other. So we thought, well, why don't we hold an award ceremony to represent and celebrate all of them? So since a lot of the youth corps or conservation corps build trails for people to recreate on, we have a direct connection with some of these people in Chattanooga. So we thought we need to recognize these people and celebrate their presence, because without them, we probably wouldn't exist either. So the Golden Karen Awards is a celebration. There are 10 outdoor ambassador awards that go to individuals based on specific disciplines. So there's road biking, mountain biking, rock climbing, paddling, stand-up paddleboarding, hiking.
Triathlon.
There's a triathlon category. And there might be a couple more if I didn't name 10 just then. But there's also a Golden Karen Club Award, which goes to a club, a team, an organization, a nonprofit organization, anyone who helps promote and advocate for outdoor recreation, who has helped establish some of the places for them where they recreate, and has given back to the community in regards to outdoor recreation. And what we're going to do is we're going to spend a few days collecting those nominations and take the top two from each category, and then we're going to create a poll where people can vote who they feel like should win the award. And the polling voting time period goes from March 20th until April 1st. So there's going to be a few weeks there where people can vote on a specific person.
And so for the Golden Karen Awards, SYC has been fortunate enough to receive great sponsorship, and we just want to recognize those sponsors and their support. And the sponsors for the Golden Karen this year are Lewis Ross, The Crash Pad, Guyanne Drew Baker, Porker's Barbecue, Hub Endurance, Flying Squirrel, UBS, Urban Rocks, Chattanooga Brewing Company, and North Face.
What activities you got coming up this summer?
Coming up this summer, we're going to have two Youth Conservation Corps crews, the YCC crews, working out in the Cherokee National Forest. And we're going to have two AmeriCorps conservation crews working regionally and locally here in Chattanooga. And those will start in June and probably run through the fall.
And actually, this week is a very special time for our Trips for Kids program, which is a mountain bike service program Brenna was telling you about earlier. On Saturday, we start our whole five-month-long program. We have recruited six middle school students from the Chattanooga community, from different neighborhoods in Chattanooga. And we're going to start mountain bike riding with other adult volunteers in Chattanooga. So we've also recruited some mountain bikers in the area who decided they want to work with kids and teach this skill and pass the skill on to some young people.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And thank you guys for coming in and sharing this information with me. I've been talking with Brenna Kelly. Mm-hmm. She is a program director for the Southeast Youth Corps. And Kevin Webster is also a wonderful volunteer for that organization, as well as the AmeriCorps Vista program as well. Thank you both for coming. Being with me, Mark Colbert, on Around and About Chattanooga.
Thank you.